I'm Marco Werman with The World. It's the morning after in Wisconsin. Primary results are posted and the candidates have moved on. But in this Midwestern state known for its niceness, this unusually bitter presidential campaign has left some residents feeling unsettled. That's especially true for the state's 15,000 Muslims. Ahmed Qureshi heads the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. He says he sometimes feels like he lives in two different places.
We are welcomed in some places with open arms. And then, you know, you go to other places and you get dirty looks. It really has been increasingly a tale of two Americas, at least in 2016 politics.
I'd like to get a general sense of how things have changed politically for Muslims over the years in Wisconsin. I know it's hard to generalize, but wasn't it before 9/11, most of Wisconsin's Muslims voted Republican, yeah?
I would say that among the immigrant or the children of immigrants, they tended to vote Republican. You know, there was a certain aspect of the Islamic culture which is conservative in nature, and it was closer to the Republican agenda. However, that changed in the years after 9/11.
Now, I know you live in a western suburb of Milwaukee that's overwhelmingly Republican. What is it like politically, like your neighbors and your neighborhood?
Well, we live in a very nice neighborhood located close to a Catholic church, and we don't have any problems with our neighbors. But I can tell you, well, I'll just share this. The head of the neo-Nazi party in Wisconsin lives in my suburb as well.
What happened when you started building a mosque a few years ago?
There was one group called the Eagle Forum of Wisconsin that was organizing an opposition. Their leader at the time was saying, you know, we're not fighting against a religion. What we're fighting against is a tyrannical ideology, referring to the religion of Islam.
And I know you were, at a public hearing when these opinions were expressed. You were in the back of the room. Well, what happened then?
That's correct. For every person that would get up and say something negative or trying to promote a fear or an irrational hatred, we would have not only Muslim speakers, but we had our interfaith supporters as well. And I would say that the support that we brought to those hearings was overwhelming, although there was, you know, some hate-mongering that was going on as well.
Yeah, but despite that hate-mongering, you managed to convince the community and they were amenable, right?
That's correct.
Last August, Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker speculated publicly that there are only a handful of reasonable, moderate Muslims out of, what, more than a billion Muslims worldwide who don't follow ISIS ideology. How did you respond to that statement?
I first brought this to the attention of other Islamic leaders in Wisconsin and then also to the interfaith leadership as well. And with their encouragement, I composed an open letter to Scott Walker asking him to clarify his statement. I said in the letter that, you know, I believe that he misspoke and that it was only a relative handful of the world's 1.6 billion Muslims who support terrorism, and the vast majority of Muslims are reasonable, moderate, and peaceful.
Did you get any response from the governor? Did you ever meet with him?
No, the governor's office said they would not have time to meet with me on the issue. Very disappointing.
Your father, I know, led a very different life in Arapur, Pakistan, before he came to the United States in 1953. He was an intellectual, a very learned man, I gather, who wrote poetry, and ultimately became a Green Bay Packers fan, yeah?
That's correct. And I've been myself indoctrinated for life as a Green Bay Packer fan.
Though you were born in Illinois, I think I'm detecting a Wisconsin accent now. I know Prairie Home Companion is over in Minnesota, but the civility and gentleness and earnestness is similar in neighboring Wisconsin. How does that civility influence your own community?
I think that the immigrants in this community, you know, they come from countries in which they actually are not able to freely practice the religion of Islam. the practice of the religion is even controlled by many states, you know, most of whom have been run by dictatorships to try to control the message. Here in this country, we have the ability to build our own places of worship. You know, we hire the imams that we want that fit with our communities. So we have a deep appreciation, and just as my father had an appreciation for the good things about this country.
Ahmed Qureshi, president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.